Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. And before we continue, I'd like to put in a plug for RBN, and I appreciate Joe's doing the same. He's a longtime listener. RBM is one of the most unique networks you're going to see on the internet. John has truly done a good job selecting hosts and keeping this organization going, in spite of the fact that he is exposing some of the nastiest people in the world. Some of them have a lot of money, and he's managed to keep the program on air and fight off the wolves at the same time. He keeps telling the truth day after day, as do his hosts week after week. This network, I think, is invaluable to the public, so I encourage everyone to do whatever they can to support RBN. You can go to their website, and there's a donate button on the website. You can either make a small pledge or a small donation. Whichever you can handle would be mostly appreciated. If you'd like to send him a check, I'll give you an address. The address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So if you can help at all, keep this network going, I think you'll be glad that you did. Well, I'm glad the caller mentioned John Bradshaw. I wanted to say a little bit about John's approach. He did have an unusual background. He was in a seminary. He kind of realized the system wasn't working for him, the religion wasn't working for him, and he kind of went on his own sabbatical and made a lot of discoveries. One of the discoveries he made that I thought was absolutely fascinating, and again, your professional psychologists don't understand this, they're not trained in this, they don't know the significance. That's why I would say, again, John Bradshaw can help people who are having family problems, help people who are discontent, even if you're depressed, whatever. His understanding could actually change your life. He did a series on PBS, a 10-part series. I don't know if you can get that on his website. I did not look for it. If you can, I strongly recommend it. It was wonderful. 10-part series, if you'd prefer to see a video versus read his books. He's a dynamic speaker, and it was a very popular series. I actually bought some of the episodes. I was just so impressed. John's discovery, which I think is so critical, is that, I'll give it to you in a nutshell. In general, we're born into a role in our families. The family dynamics are already established when you're born, and you don't choose them. You are assigned a role. This is true with almost all families. I saw it in mine. I saw it in my husband's. Whatever the deficiency in the family or the struggle that the family's having, they kind of subconsciously assign a different role for each child. And one child could be assigned to be the star. This child has special talent, and the parent just overpraises the child for being the star. Maybe one child has a temperament that's a little more difficult. They can actually subconsciously make that child into the scapegoat. And so the child finds that he gets in trouble more than the others. And there's different roles that are assigned by our family to us as small children, and we don't even know it. We just respond to the way the family is treating us. When you grow up and you stand back and you look at the role that you were possibly assigned, and another role that he talks about is the invisible child. That's the child that was born when the family was in financial difficulty or marital difficulty or illness was in the family. They didn't have the energy to give to that child, so they did the bare minimum. But basically the message to the child was, don't bother us, you know, take care of it yourself. And the child becomes, in his mind, like the invisible child. So when you grow up, these hats that you were assigned get incorporated into your personality. And John Bradshaw talks about how that can actually make life more difficult for us because we are defining ourselves and our value of self based on the role that our parents assigned us, and they assigned us that role based on their needs at the time. So some of your potential or a great amount of your potential could be lost because you were always in that role throughout childhood. That what's so interesting is once people make these discoveries and decide, well, geez, I was in this role and that's not really who I am. I'm not going to be that anymore. I'm not going to be the scapegoat, or I'm not going to be their star, or I'm not going to be invisible anymore. And I'm going to start to be healthy and feel good about myself. What's so amazing is if you're the only one in the family who makes that discovery, you will quickly see how that family is uncomfortable with you outside of that role, which is even more, in my opinion, verification that these roles very much exist and they are a family dynamic. And it is something we have to be aware of. And in many cases, it's something that we have to overcome. But John Bradshaw's book does a great job in telling you how to do that and how to recognize this. So we've got this parenting issue that happens to us when we're little children, where somebody defines what our role is. Then you go to school, where you're discouraged from being curious. You're discouraged from questioning. You're conditioned to be obedient. Your education is compartmentalized, okay? You're not allowed to concentrate for long periods of time, which is what we really need to do when we're researching or studying or understanding things. We need undisturbed time. Then you go into the workforce, and again, you're getting your vital energy is being sapped again by being in a job where they don't want your input. They just want you to follow the rules, follow orders, not ask for much, take as little amount of wages as they can possibly give you. So now when you look at it, you look at the childhood, you look at the schooling, and then you look at the workplace, you have to really say, now I know why we've got depression, we've got people with gambling addictions, we've got people shopaholics. We've got people who are hoarding. We've got people who are excessively exercising to the point of injuring themselves. We've got alcoholism. We've got overheating. Now I think I'm hoping the listeners will start to see that this shouldn't surprise any of us when you look below the surface, beneath the surface, and see what this social engineering has done to the people of the United States. And it well orchestrated from the highest levels when they put together Department of Education people, that wasn't to make our children smarter and more independent and more creative. Not at all. It was established by the money monsters to control the population so they never became a threat to them. And sadly, it has been a lot more effective than I care to say. But it does answer the question why, when we are trying to communicate some of these conspiracies to our fellow men and women, why they just can't wrap their head around it. They were taught not to question. They were absolutely taught not to question. So we're trying to shake them up and say, wait a minute, you have to question the narrative that you're given from your schools, from your bosses, and from the media, because what they're telling us isn't what's really going on. And they just look at you with a blank look. Well, we're taking callers. The number is 1-800-313-9443. We'd be happy to take your call, particularly if you want to share with us your thoughts about psychological band-aids. It is my hopes that we'll learn to be more compassionate when we understand what our society has been subjected to. There was an author who was part of RAND Corporation, which is the Money Monster, one of the Money Monsters think tanks. And his name was Alex Abila. And he wrote a book, and he was interviewed on several programs. I think you can still go to his website, Alex Abila, A-B-E-L-L-A. He researched RAND, and he wrote a book exposing it. And one of his introductory remarks is that we're all bastard children of the RAND Corporation. Because RAND was influential in how these universities teach economics, how the corporate structure has been inserted into pretty much all corporations, all military, all local government. This corporate model is pretty much everywhere, and that was RAND that was a party to that. Their influence over these institutions was tremendous, and that is why we are living in a corporatocracy that values money above all else. In fact, even in Silent Weapons for Quiet War, they mentioned that they gave value-added figures to living men and women. And so does Common Core. Common Core does the same thing to teachers. What they do is they use computers and data to assign a monetary value to their human resources. As soon as the computer came in, the money monsters decided, well, that's what we're going to use it for. We are going to track the society, track the economy, and assign numbers, values, for the human resources that the bankers think they own as of 1933. Remember, folks, we talk about that all the time. And if you're unaware of what happened in 1933, you can go to my website, anticorruptionsociety.com, and type in the search box, Bankruptcy of America. And you will see that something very big happened in 1933 that lawyers aren't taught. We weren't taught in school. Most of the politicians don't know. This absolutely monumental change that took place in 1933 when the international bankers managed to bankrupt the United States Corporation and became the trustees of that bankruptcy altered our government radically. Absolutely the most radical changes that country has ever undergone. Started in 1933, ultimately changing what we use for money and changing our legal system from what was constitutional and or common law into what is now 100% commercial UCC law merchant. And we talk about that on the show all the time. I admit that there are lawyers who still don't understand it. There are a few who figured it out, and they're shocked. But I think I talked about on John's show this past week, the lawyer, one of my heroes, is an attorney by the name of Melvin Stamper, who wrote the book Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. And I read some excerpts on John's show, and I was trying to share with the listeners of RBN the fact that the Constitution is not the law of the land. The Uniform Commercial Code is. Now, how can it be that the lawyers don't know that? Now we're going back to social engineering. One of the two institutions that the money monsters took over, well, many institutions in the early part of the 1900s, they took over the field of medicine. They established the AMA and the FDA. They took over the medical schools by giving the medical schools huge amounts of money if they would teach pharmaceutical medicine versus homeopathic medicine. So they took over the medical schools, and they took over the legal schools, the law schools. And that is why we are in struggle with both lawyers and doctors, because both institutions, the AMA and the ABA, were established to do exactly what they're doing, and that is indoctrinate both professions into implementing an agenda that the robber barons wanted put in place. I think people probably don't realize in Melvin Stamper's book, he makes a very simple sentence, and I don't have it in front of me, but I can kind of give you the gist of it. The money monsters needed contract law to be superior to any other form of law. And that was the role of the American Bar Association. That's how the UCC got implemented inch by inch by bar attorneys over the last century. To see how well they did that and how long they've been working on it, there is a wonderful article called Who is Running America? So if you type in, this is the website, Barefoot's World, then dash, Who is Running America? You will see the history. It will include the bankruptcy and the history of how the UCC was brought in by members of the bar without elected officials voting to approve it. It happened slowly, inch by inch, and I think most politicians, most of our representatives, are still under the impression that the Constitution is the law of the land. They don't seem to recognize or acknowledge that the Constitution was suspended in 1933 with the Emergency Banking Act when the country was bankrupted. And at that time, the New Deal came in, and that put the authority during an emergency right in the hands of the guy sitting in the White House. So FDR promptly set up his team to run the country from the executive branch, and that's how we got over 450 agencies under the executive branch telling us what to do and how to live. That's all about the permanent state of national emergency. Unless Trump cancels it, this will remain in place, and that's why we have Homeland Security and a police state and all these agencies running amok, because the country has been kept in a state of national emergency since 1933. But I'm kind of getting off the topic. I really wanted to make the point, and I'm hoping the listeners are getting it, of how we need to be kinder to each other, because we've all been subjected to the same disheartening and unempowering system. And to get our power back, we have to recognize that we are not deficient. There's no reason to believe we ever were deficient. The American people have not failed to hold the government to task. Too many people say that. We have been bamboozled. We were not told about these changes, and we were dumbed down for all these years to make sure that we didn't figure them out and make sure we didn't figure out a way to turn it around. I'm going to read to you a little section of Edward Mandel House's papers when we come back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at Nature'sYouth.com. Nature'sYouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com. Nature'sYouth.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. And it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Of humanity, I'm Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about psychological band-aids. I was explaining how we have to stop blaming our fellow Americans for this mess that we're in. This was not their fault. It was not them being negligent. This was about a whole program of social engineering and economic takeover that was going on behind the scenes. And it was being done by stealth. In Melvin Stamper's book, he does quote Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was an advisor to Woodrow Wilson. And for those who aren't familiar, Wilson is the one who signed the Federal Reserve Act into law. But Wilson had private papers that were made public, that were preserved. And from those private papers, we gleaned this quote. He wrote this down. This is a quote of Edward Mandel House. In it, he said, every American will be forced to register or suffer not being able to work or earn a living. They will be our chattel, and we will hold the security interest over them forever by operation of the law merchant under the scheme of secured transactions. Americans, by unknowingly or unwittingly delivering the bills of lading to us, will be rendered bankrupt and insolvent forever to remain economic slaves through taxation secured by their pledges. They will be stripped of their rights and given a commercial value designed to make us a profit, and they will be none the wiser, for not one man in a million could ever figure our plans. And if by accident one or two would figure it out, we have in our arsenal plausible deniability. After all, this is the only logical way to fund government, by floating liens and debt to the registrants in the form of benefits and privileges. This will inevitably reap to us huge profits beyond our wildest expectations and leave every American a contributor to this fraud, which we will call social insurance. Without realizing it, every American will assure us for any loss we may incur, and in this manner, every American will unknowingly be our servant, however begrudgingly. The people will become helpless and without any hope for their redemption, and we will employ the high office of the president of our dummy corporation to foment this plot against America, unquote. So, folks, how can we blame our fellow Americans for this mess? How can we blame anyone? This was done pretty much as, I think it was completed in 1933. It was started with the passage of the Federal Reserve Act, but they got their coup after they bankrupted. The Great Depression was their creation. After they bankrupted the country, that's when they implemented their New Deal, which is what we're living with right now. So maybe the listeners will stop calling their fellow Americans dumb or ignorant or blame the, we let it get away, we let freedom go away, we weren't vigilant. Well, considering that this was done under the table without anyone knowing, considering the people who did it controlled the media, the people who did it control the content in our textbooks, it's without the internet, I'm not sure how many of us would have figured it out even today. Although some of my consultants learned a lot of this by going to law libraries and trudging into law libraries and reading and reading and reading, reading congressional records, all kinds of research before I got involved. These many good men were doing it for just some for decades. I'm not the only one who's aware of this. There are many, many people who know about the bankruptcy of 1933 and know about the takeover of our educational system and know about the takeover of our textbooks. They also took over the textbooks. Same creeps, same ones with the same goal of turning the people of the United States into their economic slaves. And as we all know, they use our young men as cannon fodder in their wars. Okay, we're going to take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be back soon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Now, welcome back. I'm Al Whitney. The program is In Defense of Humanity, and we've been talking about psychological band-aids, the ones that the American people are applying to the hole in their heart that they don't probably realize is there. But when you look at what they've endured for the last century, it actually makes sense that they would be using psychological band-aids. The truth is still not out there. People are still blaming themselves for many of the problems that are ongoing because they don't understand that a system was established behind the scenes to turn them into economic slaves and unfold them, control what they thought and control their labor and ensure that their labor didn't result in their wealth, that their labor resulted in the wealth of the controllers. I'd like to read you another paragraph that kind of reiterates that. This is from Melvin Stamper's book, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, on page 60. Melvin says this, having established plausible deniability, even if the people became enlightened that they had a remedy and pursued it, the attorneys, judges, and legislators could claim that they did not understand the people's claims, especially if the technical requirement for achieving it were not followed pursuant to the statutory requirements. Requiring the public schools to teach civics, government, and history classes out of federally approved politically correct textbooks written by the publishing houses owned by the owners of the Federal Reserve would assure that the people would not discover the remedy for a long time, if ever. I think this is why Melvin Stamper, in the introduction to this book, in the foreword, the judge who wrote the foreword said that Melvin discovered the crime of the millennium. And if you think about it, the size of this country and the number, the 50 states and the number of the people who have been hornswoggled, who were actually enslaved and are still unaware of it, is pretty mind-blowing. People still are walking around thinking they've got their Bill of Rights and they're going to be protected, their rights will be protected. Only when you run afoul of the system do you discover that they have difficulty with property rights, because, of course, the bankers believe they stole all the property back in 1933. And Melvin does an amazing job explaining property titles and how that game got played, how they made that change, so that when you get a mortgage, you're actually, it says right on there, you're a tenant. It doesn't say you're the owner. And yet, the lawyers don't bring that up. What does that mean? It doesn't mean you own the property. When you pay off the mortgage, you still don't own it. And you signed that mortgage agreeing to those terms. So I would hope people would start to get angry at the lawyers who know what the word tenant means, and go to closing tables every day of the week and tell the buyer, that's okay, go ahead and sign it. This is just standard terminology. They know what that word means. So on this show many, many, many times, we have tried to expose all the lies that are being perpetuated by attorneys on a daily basis. And I know people criticize me for saying that because somebody has a nephew who's a lawyer, somebody's husband's a lawyer. Well, I have the same problem. My best friend's son is a lawyer. I actually paid him to do something, and I regretted it. Another good friend, her husband's a lawyer. I played bridge with the guy who's a lawyer. I mean, yeah, there are nice people who call themselves lawyers. However, they are covering up a horrific scam that is ongoing and would not be in place if it wasn't for the lawyers who become judges. If that wasn't true, the scam would absolutely fall apart. So we have to put blame where blame is deserved. And the legal system is how this takeover was done. The legal system and the monetary system, and the bankers implemented both once they got their nose in the tent. Things for the American people just got worse. I don't know if we're going to turn this around, but I do know that to do so, we're going to have to recover this assault on our spirit. We're going to have to stop blaming ourselves for this mess and stop blaming each other for this mess. We are innocent. We're going to have to try to brainstorm, do more reading, and be willing to admit that what we were taught is not what's going on. Many people, when they discover this, almost can't cope with it. It is just more than they can digest. And I think there's nothing we can do to prevent that, honestly. It happened to me. It wasn't fatal. I recovered, but it's uncomfortable to say the least. And there are so many lies that have been told to the American people. It kind of leaves you wondering which lie should you try to disclose to your friends and family first. I know I struggle with that. Because my children were raised in these schools, and as much as I try gently to bring them into reality, they are not... I think it's scary for them. I truly think it's scary for them, and they're not that eager to get out of the matrix, because right now the matrix is working for them. They have no idea what's in the future, and the future does not have the matrix doing much of anything of any quality value for any of the American people. I mean, our future is going to require that a lot of us wake up and say no to this. There's no question about it. Now, we have time for callers. If anyone wants to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. And share their thoughts on I would hope that everybody would call in and share their thoughts how innocent the American people are. Because that just is one of my pet peeves when I see the general public being blamed for this nightmare, and that we lost track of our government and it's our fault, and you know, we didn't ensure our freedoms. Well, we're still walking around the majority thinking that the Bill of Rights is in place when there's no evidence of that. What blows my mind when I say you've got the Bill of Rights and the Constitution on one side, and that's what we all think the government is, but when you're getting fined, when you're having to get a license, when you have to pay a fee, when there's all kinds of rules, you can't remodel your house without permission from the city to come out and say, okay, we'll let you do that, or no, we won't let you do that. I have seen programs on remodeling shows where they went for a permit to remodel a house, and the city discovered that there was an addition or a porch or something that was put on that wasn't permitted, and the city demanded that that porch be removed because it wasn't permitted, and made the owner of the house pay for the removal of the porch. Now, does anybody not have a problem with that? Does that sound constitutional, that some dude working for the city can make you tear off your porch because they didn't permit it? I mean, that I have to wonder why the American people aren't screaming about some of this stuff, because how in the name of Hannah can they think that that's constitutional? I am clueless, other than the fact that this thing has grown at such a slow rate that year after year after year, we get accustomed to these new rules, regulations, licenses, fines, fees, and penalties, and we think that this is normal. We think there's nothing wrong with it. I think I mentioned last week that I wanted to give an example of why it's all contract, people. They're all corporations, and they're doing business with us, and it all requires our signature, and it's all contract. And I got a thing in the mail. I'm going to read it. I mentioned it again, but I'm going to read it now. I was hoping people would be able to wrap their head around what this means. This came from the Ohio Department of Public Safety, the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. The people at the BMV admit that they're a private corporation. Okay, so now we know that they're a private corporation, and to do business with us, there has to be an agreement or a contract. So this is the renewal form that I received in the mail. On the back of it, it says, you will lose your driver's license if you drive without insurance or other acceptable financial responsibility coverage. Okay? Now, it could also say, and if you don't pay attention to us, you will lose your car, because at the very bottom portion that you're supposed to sign, date, and send back to them with your check, the whole bottom portion has all the terms in tiny print that are on the top of the page. They're identical. So you have to wonder, well, why would they do that? On the top of the page, they have the terms, but on this little slip on the bottom that you sign and send back, the same terms are there in small print. So basically, you are contracting with them. Here's the terms of the conditions of the contract that you are agreeing to. You're sending them a check, you're signing your name, and you're dating it. This is an enforceable agreement, and you did it. Now, if you restricted your signature, you would have a leg to stand on. If you don't, you don't. Okay. Well, we have some callers. Lark from Texas. Hello, Lark. How are you tonight?
Is that catching up on a couple of things.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me okay?
Okay, now I can.
Oh, now I can. Good. Okay. Wonderful show, as usual. I wanted to make a couple of suggestions, because I think you bring up very good points week after week, and it would be well and good if we could expand the dialogue, I think, to get past what has been derisively termed futility meme propagation. And to that end, I would want to recommend or suggest that you get in touch with a woman who's been a guest on RBN 3 times, once with John Stabmiller. She is a securities attorney living near Atlanta, Georgia. And she's married to a software developer. She has 3 children. I think 2 now are college age. But she wrote a book called Credential to Destroy, How and Why Education Became a Weapon. 5-star reviews on Amazon. And she also has a blog called InvisibleSurfsCaller.com.
Yes, I am familiar with her. I am familiar with her. Yeah. I did. She did a nice video on, and it sort of disappeared. I wonder if somebody took it down. I mean, I had posted it on my website, and it disappeared, and I didn't know what happened to it.
Yeah, I'd like to find out what happened to that same video.
Yeah, she explained in that video how school board members had contacted her and were told that they had to keep quiet or they would get in all kinds of trouble. I mean, I think that was just amazing what she exposed.
She is an amazing lady, and I've learned a lot from her. Her latest article entry at her blog, for whatever it's worth, is entitled Embody or Perish. Embody or Perish, : Unmasking the Communitarian Motto Behind Student-Centered Learning. And she has a word cloud at her website. There's also some biographical information. And she's quite easy to get a hold of.
Robin, well, the thing is that, you know, here's the thing, Lark. You listen to John Taylor Gatto. There is no hope for public schools. I just have to tell you that. You've got to get your children out and homeschool them. Common Core is only the latest insult to a nightmare that's been going on for almost a century.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I mean, I was brought up in the public school system. I know.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm nearly 63. Yeah. But the reason I suggest that you get a hold of Robin, because I know Robin, and I know she's quite amenable to talk, and especially intelligent conversation with someone like yourself. Because I think that we've got to get past the futility memes, one way or another.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If you get Robin to read Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, which will shock her to death, if you get her to read that and she can digest that and handle that information, then she and I could probably work together. But as long as she doesn't understand the UCC is the law of the land, doesn't get the bankruptcy, doesn't get Social Security, doesn't understand that a person isn't a living man or woman, as long as she's in that matrix, she and I probably won't make much progress.
Well, I'll say something in her defense and for whatever it's worth. Because I think that it would be better if you just contacted her directly. She's, after all, been a guest on this network 3 times. I think she made an impact with John Stabmiller. And she is an attorney.
Yeah, I know.
And I agree, that's a problem. Well, you know, I have a problem with doctors and attorneys.
Me too.
Doctors murdered every member of my nuclear family. I'm the only one left.
I do too, Lark. I'm so with you on that. I am so unhappy with what doctors have become. Ugh.
Well, let me tell you, I will make an effort, okay?
Listen, Lark.
To see if I can get this dialogue happening.
Okay, Lark. I remember now, yes? John Stabmiller found a link. It's free. You can send her the link. I believe Mike found it. It's Stop the Globalist, I believe, is the name of the website. But you can get a link to Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. She doesn't have to buy the book.
Oh, no, I read it myself. I mean, it's available in several places on the Internet, to my knowledge.
Yeah, it's great.
But anyway,
Okay.
Yeah, for whatever it's worth, robin@reformforgrowth.com.
Okay, listen, I'm running out of time, folks. I invite you to listen to our imaging prayer that we do every week. We've got to start imaging the world we know we deserve and a better world for our children. Thanks for tuning in. I will be back next week. Sorry, Scott in Arizona. Didn't have time.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This